Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
New research reveals that people are confused about how to get enough of vitamin D, with over a quarter of people wrongly thinking that they can get their daily requirements of vitamin D by sitting by a window, for instance. Well, Louise from Healthy House Care joins me now. Louise, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. Tell me a little bit, good, first good. Of all, about Healthy House in Care. What exactly do you do there?
We're a little health shop, a single health shop run by Jennifer Marr. There's only a couple of us working in here, but we do everything from a range of supplements to Irish gifts and kind of baby care and eco-friendly products as well. We're one of the essential shops. We're open 7 days a week at the moment.
Very good indeed. Now, as I say, vitamin D is one of the big talking points at the moment, Louise. Yes. Some of us believe if we sit by the window, we'll get enough vitamin D. That's not the case, though, is it?
It's not, and vitamin D is extremely important, but it's important to know where it comes from and how we actually make it. So vitamin D comes from the sun, from something called ultraviolet light, UV. But what most people don't know is there's three different types of UV. And it's the second one, UVB, is where we get our vitamin D from. What it basically does is it goes onto your skin and then it kind of transforms a protein into vitamin D. But what UVB can't do is go through glass. So by sitting beside a window, you actually can't absorb any of the UVB at all.
Right, so you have to be out in the sunlight,
I guess. You have to be outside, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now, my understanding is, Louise, you don't have to be out there for all that long.
No, you don't. It could be anything from 10 to 20 minutes. There's no exact time on it at the moment, especially because it depends on the person as well. But the problem is that there's no UVB really in the winter. So generally between March and kind of September, we kind of get most of our vitamin D, depending on the person, obviously, because some people have inside jobs or they might have underlying medical issues, and even skin colour as well can kind of hinder the amount of vitamin D that we get. But
yeah, that's very interesting. So even in autumn and winter, even if you have a fine day where there's a bit of sunlight and the like, it's not necessarily true you'll get vitamin D from that.
No, because as we know, like, Ireland is fairly cloudy, and even if there's some kind of clouds in the sky, that can hinder the amount of UVB that reaches the earth as well.
Mm.
Like, the first type of UVA is always on the earth, but UVB, it decreases then as we get through the winter because it can't get through the clouds, and there's different other factors as well to do with weather that it can't reach properly.
Right. Now, we're hearing a lot about how important vitamin D is in the fight against COVID, but yes. What does vitamin D do for us, Louise?
Mostly we know that vitamin D kind of helps our immune system. And what we're kind of learning now through the studies is that it kind of primes our immune system, so it kind of pushes our immune system to respond to like a foreign factor, like a virus or a pathogen. So vitamin D in general is brilliant just to take as long with your other vitamins. But I suppose your other vitamins you can mostly get from food. But vitamin D3 you can only really, really get either from the sun or from kind of some foods that are fortified, like cereals and spreads and non-dairy alternatives, but most of them still wouldn't have enough vitamin D for us to have, you know, an immune response. And what we're also learning now as well is that vitamin D kind of helps to suppress, I suppose, respiratory issues, especially with COVID. So that's a huge response at the moment that we're looking at.
I suppose if we can't get enough of it through food and sunlight, there's supplement options.
Absolutely, yep. There's so many different kinds you can take. The most popular actually in the shop at the moment is just a little spray. So it's a company called Better You. And we also have an Irish company as well now called Somelia. You could just put the spray under your tongue once a day, and then you absorb it better through the skin under your tongue than you would as a capsule going into your stomach, because then you'd have to digest it. Whereas this just goes straight through the skin.
That's very good. And how much of the vitamin, whether it's by spray or by capsule, how much do you need every day?
This depends as well on the person. The HSE guidelines show that babies should be taking it anyway. So babies can't get vitamin D through breast milk. And if they're taking anything less than 300 mils of formula a day, they're not getting enough vitamin D either. They usually say babies from kind of, I suppose, a couple of months to 5 years old should definitely be taking around 200 IU. IU is just international units, just world known. That's kind of unit of vitamin D. So 200 IU of vitamin D. And there's different sprays, especially, that you can get for babies and children. And then when you go up to kind of teenagers, adults, it kind of depends then on the time of year, whether you have underlying medical issues where some people can't absorb vitamins properly. So you would have to go to your doctor first. But in general, they kind of say anything from 800 IU up to 2,000, 3,000. The only time we would give people 3,000 is if they haven't been taking vitamin D at all winter.
Right.
Then they might need a really good boost.
So yeah. you're going to build up the vitamin D in the body, obviously, at that point. I presume advice from shops like your own. I mean, if I pop in there, I can find out more.
Absolutely. We've got so many different types and we're trained as well in all of our different products. So every brand that we have in the shop, we've been specifically trained either through Zoom calls or in shop meetings. So we can give as much information as possible. Even if you want to ring up, you know, if you can't get into us, just give us a call or message us on Instagram or Facebook. There's no problem there at all either.
I was interested to read as well, Louise, that vitamin D, it's technically not a vitamin.
Yeah, it kind of, there's two different types of vitamin D. There's D2 and D3. And D3 is the active form. That's the one that everybody has been supplementing and is fortified in our foods. It kind of acts mostly as a vitamin. There's other things in our body as well that do the same. They're all kind of like immune response, positives, basically. Yeah.
Right.
And another thing with the vitamin D then as well is a lot of research is starting to come out about, I don't know if you've heard about K2.
No, I haven't.
It's another kind of vitamin. So what vitamin D also does, apart from the immune system, apart from COVID, it helps you to absorb calcium. So that's why in the HSE guidelines, it's so important for young babies to be getting their vitamin D, because calcium is so, so important at that time in life, but also for other people, and especially for elderly people who are frail or, you know, might be in some sort of like care home, like they won't be getting their vitamin D either. And that's the time as well that your bones start to really get weak. So what it does, it helps you to absorb calcium, but it just absorbs it into the blood. So if you don't get enough K2, K2 moves it out of the blood and into your bones and your teeth. So if you have no K2 in your diet, your calcium is basically just staying in your bones, in your blood. So then a lot of the vitamins now, they have D3 and K2 together. So if you take them together, then you're absorbing your calcium is being moved from your blood to your bones, strengthening your body as well as your immune system, and then your kind of COVID response.
Well, it sounds very interesting. You've sold me on that anyway, that's for sure, Louise. Whereabouts in Kerry? I haven't come across the shop. Whereabouts?
We're just in the square.
Yeah,
you can see us. Like, say, if you're coming up from the castle, just come up into the square and you'll see us straight up above. We've got a little yellow door.
Oh, right. Very good indeed.
Well, and we've got an online shop as well.
Right. And what is the online address?
It's just Healthy House Care. That's just the website then, and you can order all your vitamins on that as well, and we do delivery and we do local delivery as well for free.
All right, listen, Louise, thanks for talking to us today, a real
no
pleasure. Thank you, bye bye.
Thanks
bye bye.
So
that's Louise there from the Healthy House in Cairn.